Even in the first rehearsal, we were convinced we were going to be massive within a year. And 20 years on, we're slowly getting there.
Manchester rockers Elbow have finally become one of the most beloved bands in the UK. Now, with a remarkable new album, their stateside profile is growing fast. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Few bands have the drive and tenacity of Elbow. Close friends since childhood, the band members have soldiered through some frustrating setbacks over the years. With the vagaries of the record biz, they often found themselves passed over on the charts by bands like Coldplay and Radiohead. They never lost their fire or compromised their style. In 2008, guided by singer Guy Garvey's husky tenor and intimate, intelligent lyricism, the band won the coveted Mercury Prize for their fourth album, The Seldom Seen Kid. And also a year later, a Brit Award, the UK equivalent of a Grammy. For their latest release called Build a Rocket, Boys, Elbow chose to celebrate their city of Manchester and cast a lyrical eye on life from youth to old age in songs like Lippy Kids, The Birds, and Open Arms. And when Elbow joined FUV's Kara Manning in Studio A, she asked them what's kept the band together all this time.
It's asked a lot, and it's a combination of lots and lots of things, which is a similar situation to why we've succeeded, at least at home. It's not down to one thing, it's a combination of things. First of all, the personalities of everyone in the group, we're all gentlemen. And second of all, a real verve and excitement about making music together. You know, we still talk about what we're going to do next excitedly, all the time. We all like a drink. And we all find sleep deprivation, most of the time, quite funny. And I think that's an essential ingredient, because you end up being tired a lot of the time when you're in a touring band. So the fact that we find that amusing is, I think, probably kept us together for longer than if it was otherwise.
Joe comes in on sticks, but then he kicks like a horse.
Seems to be a marriage with this new album, Build a Rocket, Boys, and Asleep in the Back, as if you revisited Bury, as if you revisited that angry young man aspect of Asleep in the Back and brought it full circle to this record. Is that true?
It's a lovely thought, because, I mean, that's been said before, and the idea that this record is rounding up our work so far is really exciting, because it means a really new direction for the next record. It sort of suggests that. And we've heard it as well, the fact that we've used, you know, really sort of inky grooves, I guess. We were very influenced by trip-hop and DJ Shadow and loop culture where it was, sample culture where it was in the 90s. And it sounds like that again, yeah, on Build. And the themes of the record are all about looking back, you know, not to a specific time, but the age, between 14 and 24, working out who you are, that period of your life, because I did that in this company. So it's something all the lads could relate to. And musically, we found ourselves going back there as well.
Lippy Kids on the corner again. Kids on the corner begin saddling like crows, and I never perfected that simian stroll, but the cigarettes and it was everything then. Build a rocket, boys.
performance by Elbow of Lippy Kids, and before that, Grounds for Divorce. Elbow's new album is called Build a Rocket Boys. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.